This is John Martinka, and on this edition of the Getting the Deal Done podcast series, we are going to talk about why you shouldn't always take the easy road. And it relates to a couple of stories on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in the summer of 2023. One was about how the state of California has spent billions and billions of dollars and still not solved their homeless problem. Right next to it was an article about how some legislators want to require payments to college athletes by their universities. They went for the easy thing to do rather than the tough thing, like homelessness. And you know, in business and business by sale, it's full of easy and tough decisions. And here's a few examples. For business owners and sellers, it is tough to let go. That's a two-pronged statement. It is tough to let go of tasks and delegate. It is tough to let go of your business. But it is a lot easier to let go of the business when you delegate responsibilities. It's easy to hire low-paid, mediocre people. It's tough to invest in the business when you're thinking you're going to exit in the next 3 to 5 years or even sooner. You're wondering, why would I put that money into it? Answer, because buyers will be more attracted to a business that doesn't need a lot of expenditures. And it's easy to ignore your accounting department because, hey, we're making money and the product is fun. Now, on the business buyer side, it is really tough to put in the effort to do a full search to attack 100% of the market, not just the tip of the iceberg of what's online. It's easy to think you can fix any damaged business. And by the way, you probably can't. It's tough to get serious versus just talk about owning and buying a business. And realize 90% of people who say they will ever buy a business never do. Most of them don't have the guts. Some just don't do it the right way. It's easy to diagnose what's going on with a business when it's not your money. Boy, do I hear that one all the time, all the things owners should do. In his book, How to Master the Art of Sales, Tom Hopkins says, sales is the highest paid hard work and the lowest paid easy work there is. The same applies to businesses. It's hard and tough to invest in the right people, processes, and accounting, systems, etc., etc. It's easy to coast, make a nice living, and then find out buyers, the market, everyone else doesn't think it's worth what you think it is. When in doubt, do what's tougher. Make your business better.